So I'm joined at police headquarters by Elba Toomey, who's come over from Ireland to Exeter on Tuesday. Elba, you've come over from Southern Ireland. Why have you come back to Devon and Cornwall?
I came back to Devon and Cornwall because Chief Superintendent Jim Nye invited me to see the police training that you have going on here at Devon and Cornwall headquarters. I have been running a campaign at home, and indeed here I've contacted Jim about it with regard to training and suicide awareness for police officers and Gardaí at home, and to address the whole reality, sad reality, that suicidal drivers actually exist. So,
okay, and you've already done some work with the Gardaí.
Yes.
So I'm coming over to see British policing, mm-hmm, as well. So raising awareness for your campaign. So what's the thoughts on what you've seen so far?
What I've seen so far is quite good, to be honest. Just hoping that Devon and Cornwall will take it a step further, like they've done at home, and have all their police officers trained in assist training, which is suicide awareness and suicide prevention, really.
And this is something which the Gardaí are training already for in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that entail from your perspective?
Well, they have done the assist training, the new students, and later on in the year I've been invited to go back and to speak to the students. In the meantime, there 3 weeks ago, I was invited to the college to speak with the Garda driver trainers. Just that when they're out training the Gardaí to do with driving, that they do mention the whole idea that cars can be used as a lethal weapon in the case of somebody who is suicidal. And it's really to promote, I suppose, the principle of least intrusion, that they would monitor from a distance and take note, that if they wouldn't, we'll say, put on the siren straight away or blue lights or anything that would unnerve the driver.
And it's something that you're campaigning for back,
yes,
home. And you're obviously looking to raise awareness of the issue yourself and promote that campaign.
Yes, indeed. For personal reasons, obviously, on account of our tragedy on July 6, 2012. And I really wouldn't wish this on anybody. So then you've got to make an effort to create awareness. And, there is a huge stigma around mental health. And from my personal point of view, I would say it's as much about looking after the police officer and the Garda as indeed the suicidal person they may encounter. Because should a person, take their own life under your watch, literally, that's an awful lot for a police officer to have to live with and have to, So I kind of feel if they have basic training and they have addressed the whole existence of somebody using a car as a lethal weapon, and the principle of least intrusion, that they have that reserve to call upon.
And back home, you've obviously had a lot of coverage of your campaign, a lot of support, and you'd like to see that spread over to the mainland here as well.
I certainly would.
So how can people contact you? How can people get awareness of your campaign?
They'd find me on Twitter, at Elba Toomey, or Facebook. That's about it. I have a web blog up and running, WordPress, elbertoomey.wordpress.com.
So people can contact you, they can talk to you and sort of discuss what is a huge emotive issue.
Exactly, yeah. That would be great.
Elba, thank you very much for your time.
Okay.